Step 6, the power of perspective, developing a positive mindset.
You've taken responsibility. That's powerful. But here's what I've noticed. You can take full ownership of your life and still sabotage yourself with the way you think. Your mindset is the lens through which you see everything. If that lens is smudged with habitual negativity, it doesn't matter how good your plan is. You'll interpret every setback as proof that it won't work. Let me be clear about what positive mindset means here. It's not everything happens for a reason or just think happy thoughts. It's learning to think more accurately, to see reality as it is, not through the distorted filter of fear or habit.
Most of us have patterns of distorted thinking we don't even notice.
All or nothing thinking. If it's not perfect, it's a failure. Overgeneralization. One bad experience becomes this always happens. Mental filtering. 9 compliments and 1 criticism, and all you remember is the criticism.
Let me tell you about the worst presentation I ever gave.
Quarterly review. 15 people in the room, including 2 I badly wanted to impress. I prepared for days. The moment I stood up, my mind went completely blank. I fumbled through the first slide, reading from the screen. My voice shook. People looked at their phones. At one point, I lost my place and stood there in silence for what felt like an eternity.
That night, I decided I would never put myself in that position again. And for about a year, I didn't. I avoided every speaking opportunity. I built a story. I'm not a public speaker. That's not who I am. Then I was asked to present something I genuinely cared about, and I caught myself about to say no, about to let one bad afternoon define what I was allowed to do for the rest of my career.
So I examined the thought, I'm going to mess this up. Was that a fact?
No. It was a prediction based on one data point. It felt true because of how bad that experience felt, not because of evidence that I was incapable. I gave the presentation. My hands still shook, but I did it. And the next one was better.
That original voice still shows up before I speak, but I stopped treating it as a fact. I started treating it as weather, something to notice, not something to obey.
2 practices can help shift your mindset daily. First, gratitude. Writing down 3 specific things you're grateful for each day. Not, I'm grateful for my family. That's too vague to feel. Try, I'm grateful my daughter called just to say hi when I was having a rough day. Specificity is what makes gratitude land.
Second, the power of yet. When you catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, add one word. I can't do this yet. That word transforms a verdict into a status update.